Freedom, liberty, the pursuit of happiness is, until it isn't. If you're in trouble with the law, facing jail time, parole, probation, or sentencing, then stay tuned for Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival with Greg Harris. It may just save your life.
Greg Harris here with another week with you, Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival. We're here broadcasting from Los Angeles this afternoon and this Sunday, and just want to welcome all the listeners that are listening out there live, and hopefully you enjoy the show. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take a moment to mention Santa Fe, Texas, and a high school victim there that lost their life. Condolences to their loved ones as well as their families. Tragic, very tragic situation. Just makes me think of my own grandchildren who are presently in school. It could happen anywhere, and apparently it's been doing just that, happening anywhere and everywhere. And I just want to make mention, as so many other people have, and wish the best that can possibly be the best for the loved ones and family members. Ones that lost their lives and got injured in that tragic situation. This show this week, of course, we're here to inform you, bring you a breath, lace you even. With the survival, if you happen to be in a situation, looking as I was, in where you have to do a walk-in. I had to actually walk in, as I mentioned on a previous show, to the Beverly Hills Jail to go do 10 or better. We're not talking about months, calendars. So, not to toot my own or brag or boast, nothing to brag about, but what it did do is it afforded me to get healed and survive without so much as having to kill anybody or having to be stabbed or get shot by the gun tower or get into a scuffle where I lost a limb or eye or many things can happen there under that particular jail situation. So just being grateful for that, and then the backside of that, being that I have those skills to be able to do that, I'm able also to convey to you, anyone that's out there that may be under that same situation, I'm able to convey some of the things, if not all the things, that allowed me to get, skirt through those situations or get around them or, walk through them. And that's the question today, because just in my opinion, it's not like I follow it so much, but, and I hear the numbers out there, how the crime has decreased, or particular murders in a particular city has decreased, homicides and robberies, home invasions and what have you. I've never done any of those crimes, but I've been around many people who have done those crimes. So I was always taught, a wise man learns from his experience. But a man of wisdom learned from his experience as well as other experience. So I subscribe to that, and that has helped me, because I'll listen to a person and see what they got and see what they've been through. And if I can, from there, I'll get forewarned not to go down that street because it's filled with holes and I may fall in one. So basically, that's what this format is. Just that. And speaking of that, it's like, how did I survive? Well, with prison, jail, in itself, just the one being quiet and watching and paying attention. Like I said, that goes, lends over to not just in jail or some type of incarcerated situation, but also in life. I mean, just I drive all over the city here in Los Angeles, which is a great benefit to me. I get to explore the city and enjoy the city and get paid for doing it. So the thing is with me, I'm being a very observant person. I watch a lot of road rage. That one little incident or incident can turn into being booked to a jail, the way I see it. Because if you just play the tape all the way through, I mean, I see people giving each other a finger on the freeway out here, and that can lead. In fact, just yesterday on the news, they had a guy, they had road rage with another guy out in the Riverside area, and they were throwing a finger at each other. The guy shot the guy, and he was lucky enough to pull over by the freeway and tend to himself and make a call or whatever, and they got him. We were able to take him to the hospital, emergency or whatever. But, I mean, that just observant, quiet. And in some instances, we even call it just taking low. Just take low. Watch. Because it's been my experience, I've seen many situations escalate behind someone opening their mouth, saying something, escalating the situation. Whereas the other party has to say something or retaliate or do something, you know, to counter that. And, just, you know, it's flight or fight. So it's like a lot of times when people, from my observance, when I hear them saying things back and forth, they're not really ready to be in a fight mode. They're in more sort of an argument, mental mode, not knowing exactly what mode the other person may be in. So it's just something to think about beforehand, just before you throw a finger or if someone throws a finger at me, I'm in a vehicle that's pretty large out here, and I understand for other drivers it can be difficult looking around a larger vehicle. I get that, because I don't like being behind a larger vehicle myself out on the freeway when I'm driving. And I'll get the finger from a person, and I'll just have to let that go. I just got to take that one. That's mine. That's my finger. I'll accept that one. Just keep going, because it could escalate into something that didn't have to be. Let it go. It's just a finger. Or it's just a word. Or it's nothing until I make it something. So I have to learn that. So part of my survival in prison, I mean, you got situations whereas a certain word said to you, I mean, you have to act on it. It's just the law. It's an unwritten law. You have to. If you don't, it's going to be a bad day in a very bad way. So, situation that is to take low again and stay out of it. Stay out of the mix. Stay out of the mix. In this day, because, you know, temperatures are flaring and people are upset with whatever they're upset about, and it's easy to take it out on the first thing that, you know, encounters your life, that disrupts your day. So it's just a, you know, a little heads up that I use, that you may be, you know, maybe it lent you, and you may be able to do it yourself. And that's just the main thing, if you or anyone you may know may be in the process of embarking on, you know, a vacation in jail. So, if that's the case, yes, the main thing is just getting the hell up and staying set up. Reminds me of a story. I saw a guy, it was hilarious. He, like the blind guy, I mentioned, this guy walked around as though he really couldn't speak that well. He didn't want to get into any conversation with anybody, so he didn't speak, period. I mean, it takes what it takes, I'm sure, but I mean, it's just, in that particular place that we're in, which happened to be Chino, California, it can be a pretty ruthless place, so I got it. Taking low and being quiet worked for him. So, I mean, just the main thing, if you got to be in a jail situation, doesn't matter. It's just county jails, from a lockup to a prison. The main thing is being observant, trying not to be first at doing anything, jumping the gun, and just being as patient as possible because it ain't going anywhere unless you're going somewhere. So, if you're not looking to go anywhere and you're in there, being patient, very quiet, and very observant. Those are three very, very important things that you can do that would possibly save your life, save your ass, for sure, but maybe even save your life. As far as probation, more so federal probation, being that, you know, I only have an hour to speak with you on this topic, just to, you know, bump through them for anyone that just may have that situation right at, in, you know, at hand right now. Probation, it's like a marriage. So you may as well buy a ring because, I mean, it's just that serious. Any infraction, any contact, well, federal probation could be different, but probation and parole, tie them in together, any contact on this note, any contact with the police or any contact with any law enforcement could be deemed a probation or parole violation. And that plays against, you know, me as a black man. That could play against me being under that thumb like that. But in my case, it didn't. But I'm saying it could have. And I'm sure it does in many cases. And I know it does in many cases. But in my particular case, it wasn't. And it's just because of what it was. You know, I'm type of individual, I don't really subscribe to excuses. I don't really believe in excuses. I believe in full accountability. And for me, the reason why I believe in that is power in it for me. I may have mentioned it before. I mean, to look at it and just roll it all together and sit it right in front of me, that's why I'm here right now. And basically how I got here. And you may ask, where is here? Where here is where I'm at, trying to get to there. And there is where my passion lies, you know, in pursuit of my dreams. And, you know, your dreams you got to keep. But I'm here to bring you today, bring you a blessing, basically to lace you with common sense and common knowledge of survival. You know, period. So, for any employees out there, employers, really, any employees that may come to your case of business seeking employment, you do a thorough background check. And if the guy's honest enough to let you know that he was incarcerated or he was in con or been incarcerated before, been in trouble before, or trying to get it off of him now, trying to change his life, you at least hear the person out and possibly give him a chance. I believe here in California they have incentives for hiring. You know, we're super liberal here. So for hiring, excellent, and so forth. And I mean, after a certain amount of years, it clears the background check anyway, unless you want to work for it. Right. Rather, like you want to become a federal employee or state employee, that's different. And even in cases that you can get by that. Being an ex-con or an ex-felon, yeah. So the main thing is just honesty, being upfront about your situation. If you're in that situation where you're on parole or been on parole like myself or been on probation, you survived, you know, survived it and sufficed it, and now you're, you know, going out and about trying to get your life together, put that down. And hope that you may have a chance to explain what happened and where you're at today, what it's like for you right now. So, and that would help, I believe, in the situation. I believe more employers would give that availability to a potential employee the chance to explain what happened and where he's at now. Not that you want to go back to trial all over it, no, but, you know, for the sake of getting the job. Because, as I said, in a past show, I've driven the warden around in prison when I made it to a camp. And that's a big deal because in there, he's like the president. Whether you like him or not, that's who he is. You don't have to like him. But he's the president in there. That's who he is. What he says goes. So, yeah. So just, you know, and again, I got to say, accountability, being upfront, being honest about your situation, if you're in the mode of changing. I mean, everybody's not there, but I'm speaking to the people who can receive this and who are trying to do something to, you know, change their life. That's what this show's about. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm conveying. That's what I'm putting out. That's what I'm giving up. Again, I'm G. Blackwell, your host for the show. Now, if you have a passion, a burning desire, and you want to call in and voice it, you can chime in at 888-627-6008. I'm here. I'll holler at you, listen to you, and talk back to you, too. Also, we're streaming, podcasting, on demand. This particular show, following Monday. And you can get it on iTunes out there and everywhere else. Again, platform here is taking what was meant to be a bad thing, what was, and turn it into something for good to someone else. So you don't have to particularly walk down the street, as I mentioned earlier, about the street full of holes. And I've seen, oh, I fell in a few of them myself, but I've seen guys, many people, fall in holes, those holes that I'm talking about, unnecessarily. I'm like, but damn, you could have avoided that one. And the particular stories, you know, that I'm talking about, it's like, for instance, the guy was sitting in the day room waiting to be assigned to where you're going to live and what cell you're going to be in, what housing unit, and so forth and so on. I mean, it's time to say yes and it's time to say no. Well, they're handing out the exact lunch for everybody to eat, right? And the two. So this little guy sitting in there, and this big guy, man, this huge guy, he has like 20-inch arms, and he can eat a couple of bags. Looks like he can eat a couple of sandwiches, and I don't think the one sandwich bag is going to be enough for him. So he looked at that guy, this one guy in particular, and says, hey, homie, you going to eat that sandwich? And the guy, he said, yes. Now, you got to eat. You got to survive. But in the instance like that, that's just a wobbler right there. There's really no answer for that. You got to survive. You got to eat yourself. It's a monster looking at you. His look alone could kill you. He could squeeze you with his look. His eyes could squeeze you. He wants that sandwich in your bag. What are you going to do? Fight or flight? You're going to eat or starve? Just a hard decision. Something like that, such that I was there to witness that, see that take place, see that happen. Nothing I can do about it, but watch it. And hurry up and eat my sandwich. And I'm not the type of guy you can take a sandwich from. But there's a monster over there. I'm looking at him, and he's taking his prey. That's just mindset that, you know, that awaits anyone, not just me, anyone that may be under that situation or may have a loved one or associate or friend or just know someone that may be going through that. Because here in Cali, I mean, from way back in the day, it's a known fact here. You can come here on vacation, leave on probation easily. It's still like that to this day because I'm very active here, the entire city. So, I can't be the only one again. So, I feel in my heart of hearts that it's great service that I'm rendering. I wouldn't do it. Straight out, I wouldn't do it because I don't have to, but I feel it's not a passion of mine because if I can assist anyone in just missing a few of those holes, and if I can be anywhere affiliated with assisting anyone from saving their ass to saving their life, then I've done something good. I'm like repaying society back. I mean, you really can't even pay it forward, but I'm doing the best I can to pay that back without, I mean, I have a restitution that's hefty. I'm doing that too, but to pay that back in a human form, whereas it can assist another person. I don't even have to know them. I don't have to know you. So it doesn't matter. So again, if you're out there, I don't mind mentioning this a few times because that's what the show's about. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-627-6008. You call in and talk about your situation if you happen to have one. If you have a burning desire about what's going on in society, I try not to get too much into, you know, the politics of today's world, and I have my own reasons for that. But at the same time, if you'd like to call in and express your opinion about a particular situation that has nothing to do with jail, parole, or probation, feel free to do so, because 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, it's going to lead back to one of those anyway. Because it's woven, those three things are woven into the American society. If it wasn't in private jailers and private prisons and institutions, wouldn't be on our stock market. It wouldn't make it. It wouldn't be there. I mean, I don't know if I went into it before, and maybe I did, but I'll tell you now. I had, that's the type of case that I had when I went to the Fed with a financial trading case. That's what I had. That's what I went in for multi-millions of dollars. So, I know I'm not a hell of a lot, but a little bit about it. And prisons are going to be on the exchange, and it's a hitter. It's moneymaker. So, it ain't stopping nowhere. No time soon. So, don't jump up on the board to be pushed around like a pawn. But the only way you can be, or, you know, it may treat you better and push you like a rook or a bishop. You see? I was fortunate. I'm a knight. So the thing is, you can't get pushed around like a piece unless you jump your ass up on the board. Now, when you jump up on the board and you're looking around, you don't know where you're at, it's, you know, that's when the big hand comes down and pushes you to where they want you to be. Because you're up here. So, to just culminate everything that we're talking about now and not even need this, either one of these topics, jail, parole, or probation, for the most part, we, at the same time, we know stuff happens, shit happens too. So, with that being said, you don't have to do anything to really go to jail. That happens. Okay. But, to get in there for doing something, it's a real simple solution for those particular people that hear my voice. It's easy for you to never have to deal with that. Don't jump your ass up on the board. That means you have to second check your bright ideas. If you got a quick hit or get rich scheme or a quick lick, you may want to run that by someone else first. Just to see the weight of it. You know, get the weight of it. Get another opinion on it. Just even mention a third party. It's not even you you're talking about. You're talking about somebody else. And they were crazy talking about doing it. So whatever you have to do. Because the thing is, to not jump up on the board, you can always remain a spectator. See, now I'm a spectator. As well as a, I'm an assister as well, but I'm a spectator as far as lifestyle goes. I don't have to live it anymore. By the grace of God, I don't have to live that. And by the grace of me not wanting to live that as well. That's my action behind my faith. Those are my words. So the thing is, for me, is like, again, can't stress it enough. Don't jump up there. And I just gotta mention this. I gotta mention. Don't even want to, but I gotta do it. Bill Cosby. Now that's the perfect analogy, and he's been talked about enough. And I got several opinions what's going on, depending on which direction I'm looking from and which direction I'm looking to. But if I'm just gonna set it out there generally, it's like this. He had to jump up on a board with those particular women and people he was dealing with to be pushed around 30 years later. They had to have it. You had to be there. You had to jump up there. Not saying that he should have known what he was doing at the time before he was caught up in being a celebrity and being a man. That's easy to do. I've been there myself in a major, big way, so I understand it. So the thing is, like, that accountability is just a cold, hard word to wear. See? You can't wear it for him. I can't wear it for him. He has to wear it. Not me. Not you. Not the commentator on TV. Not the judge. Nobody. He has to wear it. He was the one who jumped up there. So the main thing, what remains is, okay, do it. I don't care. Did you jump up there? If you jumped up there, then we got action. King Pond the Four. You're being moved. So that's my whole thing. So to avoid anything and everything, whatever it is, don't jump up there. Because those are the only, for the most part, participants they're pushing around are the ones that are willingly jumping up there, or as we like to say, getting out there. I like to say jump up there because the metaphor of chessboard is like you're being pushed around, your piece. What type of piece do you want to deem yourself? Because we know all pawns are wasted until you can get it to the other side and become something else. So what piece do you want to become? You know, when you jump up there, you're gonna be pushed. You want to be a major piece, or you want to be a pawn? But when you jump up there and you get discovered that you're up there, you're going to be used to get to the other side, to get to wherever they got to get with you. So you said, hey, I join when you jump up there. And that ain't nothing to want to join, especially today. I made mention last week about Skid Row and about the county jail, you know, real itchy. It can get real itchy in there. Just like I said, it's successful for staph infections and so forth. And just, you know, all type of stuff going on in there, man. The jailhouse meets the homeless tent city community downtown. One's probably going to tell you that, and you probably don't know that, but they meet each other in jail. So whatever's down there on 363 is there in jail. So, and that lends over to that, from that jail to another jail, unless you're in a particular place, whereas cleanliness is just at an all-time high, and the guy will kill you for it if you don't keep it clean here, you know, something like that. That's different, but just guys coming and going, shuffling, just going through. It's always a mess. And then you have people that are going through that mess that's okay with it. So that's what type of situation and pickle you put yourself in when you jump up on the board to be pushed around. They don't mind. They know it's filthy in there. But they, again, King Pond to Four. This is my move. This is the move I'm making. So, avoidance first. But if you're in there, I mean, if you're on your way, or if you're out and you're dealing with probation or parole or yourself, then, we can talk about survival tactics and getting around. My main thing for parole, as I said before, and probation, again, can't stress it enough, is just, it's very serious. They're very formal. They're very serious. You better be, too. They're very serious. I mean, they're very serious. You better be serious as well about you. They're serious about you. So it's like no problem with them putting you back wherever you were to make 23 cents a month or $2 a month if you were rolling. If you were rolling, $10 a month. How's that? So not put yourself back in that situation or even have to go to that situation. Don't get up there. If you've been up there and you got off and you got, or you danced around, you got away and you're out and you're on parole and you're sliding through, hit break and take it real serious, even if you got it. It's a serious situation. Very formal. And even if you don't like the president, president, for anybody that goes to the federal system, that paperwork says the United States of America against your ass. That's what that says. Everybody. Trump them. That's what that says. Trump them. And I don't hate Trump them. That's not my fight. I have a whole different fight, period. I'm doing it right now. So the thing is, that's why I don't have an opinion on any of that, but I welcome yours if you have one. If you have an opinion about this, as well as just about survival and life, for those, you know, for things like that, you need tactics. And it's like the survival that I speak about can help on both ends. I got a friend of mine, I always talk to him about it's two Los Angeles. And wherever city you're listening from, it may be two cities there, but really it's two cities here. And you can cut it up as have and have nots, if you like. But the thing is, what I'm telling you today, and hopefully will be telling you in the future, it covers everywhere. Okay? And I'm in the process now of speaking, to the children. I'll go into the jails. I'll do that. I've done that for years. I'll go into the jails and speak to people in there, you know, one-on-one. I'll go back in there. That's not a problem. But to the children, for anyone out there that you can contact us here at the station, and you can do that at PBS Radio/JPPS. And I was offered to speak to this class of guys that are in sales. And like I told you, I can do that, because not only can I probably teach them a few sales pointers, I can also teach them how to stay the hell out of jail. Well, I know I can. So it's a dual thing. So we're looking to go and do that this week. And see how that goes. Hopefully we can help some people there, too. Because, as I said, it's so easy. And doesn't have to be a bad guy. Or you don't have to be the worst person in the world, you know, to take that chance. So, but you do have to jump up there on the board. That's one thing you do have to do. So you're a willing participant in that aspect. Me, you, and anyone else that willingly, like I say, you have exceptions to every rule. And that happens. I mean, I know countless of guys and people that, you know, incarcerated, and as far as listening to them, and as far as listening to myself after listening to them, there's been a few that I believe. I truly believe. I mean, and you have people just meet personally, my own personal encounter I've met, and had to ask, I may have mentioned it, what are you doing in here? Because, I mean, it's like you're so out of pocket and out of bounds I don't even see you making. You know, you run into people like that, and as I said, for any, you know, let me on the news, you see a lot of doctors in Beverly Hills, and this other guy, supposedly doing something at USC with the children there, the girls or whatever. It's like, it's going to be hell for those guys if they ever have to go in any prison. Not just somebody's going to beat them up or kill them or stab them or anything like that, but just like I said, getting fucked with. Your entire locker getting dumped into the shower and all your papers and all your legal forms, your mail, your store, your whatever you got. It's taking a shower. So, I mean, the entire door to your locker is open and the shower is hidden. Everything you got is wet. That is, I mean, for somebody doing that, but it's just a bad thing. So, but you got instances where the guy can look like a shepherd, molester. He can look like it. And may not even be that way. You can catch it. So it has a lot to do with different elements. I mean, the look can get you in trouble. It really can. You know. And then as of late, he's been arresting quite a few cops. And one cop in particular was tied to one of the cartels or gangs or whatever. And, in fact, a couple of them. And it reminded me of a story when I was in Big Spring, Texas. Yeah, Big Spring, Texas. And the guy was, as I said before, he was taking me on the tour. Showing me the road. This is where you go. This is where you don't go. This is where you sit. Don't sit there. I sit here. So forth and so on. And as I said before, he walked past this guy. He happened to be from Chicago, my hometown. He was a cop. Sitting there with glasses on, looking lost. In jail. Looking lost. Now you look lost in jail. Anyway, he was sitting there. And he was sitting outside three TV rooms that coiled together and like a maze. That TV room is for that race. No race in particular. That TV room is for that race. No race in particular. That TV room is for that race. No race in particular. Prison system is very, very racist and racially divided. You won't say it, but it is. So, the cop, particular cop I'm speaking of, is sitting outside of three of the TV rooms, but in the middle of all, he was not affiliated with any of them. He was just there, in the middle, in the way, not in the way at the same time. So we walked around, and the guy said, oh, right in front of the guy, he was standing right in front of him. He just hit it on him right there. Just say, this fucking guy, he's a cop here. Just stay away from him, just like that. And I look at the guy, and I'm like, oh, my God. So he's taking me to where we're going, and off we go. He's showing me where this at, and whether, you know, where we wash the clothes, and so forth, and so on, in Big Spring, Texas. So that was one of my experiences there. And that was the first time that I ever felt really sort of like, nah, I'm not sorry, sort of sorry for a cop. Because, like, he was mad. He treated him like he wasn't even there. He stepped on him, without, not literally, but, you know, verbally stepped on the guy. And I witnessed that. I mean, I've seen cops in jail before, but that was just a put-down like no other. That was a total put-down. And the thing I learned from that was that you really have to know exactly where you're at. And that guy, although he was being, you know, crapped on and everything else by the guy who was throwing me around, he knew where he was at because he didn't make a sound. And that part I admire, that he was able to hold that. I mean, that was his baby. He had to rock that one. Because I know when he hit him with that, it was like, because we were right in front of the guy when he belittled him. And what he said to him, he was supposed to get up and defend himself right there on the spot. But he didn't. And he probably did right. I know he did right. He couldn't put it that way. And I just looked at the guy. And just, in my situation, I feel grateful for being in my situation and not in his. You know, you never know how bad you're doing to you, or how well you're doing until you look at the next person over and see how they're doing worse than you are. So, just living. He may have had less time. He may have had more time. I don't know. I've never spoken to that film. But that particular instance, I'm glad I wasn't him. So that was the thing I got out of that. So, I mean, all walks of life, he decided he would jump up on that board, and they just shook him like a rag doll in Chicago and settled with him in the courthouse and treated him like just a regular criminal and got him out of there and sent him to a place where all the other criminals and the largest group of people from, everyone was from somewhere, different cities and different areas, the largest group was from Chicago. So they sent a cop from Chicago for corruption to this prison. That was the funny part to me. I'm like, that goes straight. I don't really care in that regard. I mean, they showed he didn't care. And so, again, another move on the board because he was there. And when I saw that, and it was so easy to just walk by and just not even pay attention, not have nothing to do with me. I'll never speak to him again. Well, but I took all of that out of that little encounter we had for a few seconds. Walking past the guy. He never even spoke to the guy. He just walked past him. So another thing to be grateful for. But, you know, if there's any cops out there, I mean, you got cops that go to that, you know, that may have been arrested or something like that, and you may want to excuse them. I mean, cops can be tough. And that's what you're going to have to be in there. You know, pretty much, or nothing. Disappear, just like that guy in the chair. One of the two. And not only cop-like people type. You got to be tough. I mean, it just, you know, depends also on what particular situation that you're in, with prison and so forth. The officers at the prison aren't going to befriend you because you're a cop, but they will. I've seen situations they looked at because the guy was a cop. But he's not going to befriend you based on that. So, I don't know who I'm speaking with. If there's a cop in that particular situation, there you go with that. So, the thing is that, again, can't stress it enough, jumping up on the board. And, you know, I deem myself a consultant in this area because I lived it. I survived it, I'm able to talk about it, I walk it, you know, I live it every day, you know what I mean, because I want to be able to give the best of myself to the next person, so he'll be able to see differently. And that's period, and that's what I'm grateful for today, that I'm able to see differently, I'm able to broadcast a show like this, talking about a subject such as this. And what we're looking to do in the coming week is take the show and go video with it, and we'll talk to people now. We're also adding more shows to the weekly schedule, so hopefully I'll be able to speak with you in a more formatted version, and you know, people can have some fun with the thing, and maybe invite a guest or two on. I know quite a few people that have a testimony, that have things to say that can help the next person. And, you know, they're basically good people. And they know what I'm doing. And they've already given me the thumbs up. And say, if I need them, call them. And they can help. As I'm, you know, doing myself, you lend a hand to the next man or woman, you know, for that matter. And definitely children. Because with everything that's going on today, with, you know, the mass killings and just, you know, I talk about that. I do music as well. I mean, you can find me on my site there. We link to everything on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and so forth. And in my music, I speak. I talk about the tale right on the site. It's the record on there, Behind the Wall, that I wrote and did. And that basically talks about the prison system. It's, you know, I'm keeping it light, but just hitting you with a few things about how real it can get, you know, like the murder, you know, stabbing and stuff, just on a musical note. But the things that I talk about in the lyrics that I have in the songs that I write, because, you know, my experiences in two things, twofold. My experiences, of course, you know, if you're writing, you can only write about what you did or what you like to do. And then my assistant, I try to keep it on that platform as well, what I do. And I'm on Spotify now. If you go there, and it's a record I did called Changing Times. I did that particular record of the youth, and that was way before the mass killing when I wrote that record. But it's increasingly gotten worse. I mean, you can just say, what city's next? Is it some youngster somewhere planning or plotting right now? I mean, to see something, say something, it's crossing the lines now in different neighborhoods. I mean, we have to pay more attention. You have to be more cognizant now out there, you know, just for your own life. You know, so the thing is, like, I believe, in my opinion, we all ought to be called now to help someone else. Because if we don't, then we're going to keep on saying, what's next, so forth. So to get out of that, to get away from that, I mean, you've got a guy, I'm just a lowly guy trying to do this with just whoever I can assist. And if more people, I'm not even a nice guy like that, but trying to do a duty. And if we, more of us, whatever you cut from, whatever you do, whatever you like, you know, you may like ice cream and I may like service. Hate ice cream. It doesn't matter. Find your service where you're supposed to be at. That'll be good enough. You don't have to do what I'm doing. You don't even have to come over where I'm at. Find what you need to do. Because that situation that we're dealing with now, like, see, this is the point I'm getting across to you. For anyone listening that can really, really understand what I'm saying, it doesn't bother me as an individual, period. And I mean, at all, none. But as I said early on in the show, my granddaughter and my children, I mentioned them, as well as my relatives, you know, I get a lot of love for them, I care for them, maximum. And that's what my concerns are. But as far as me personally, I don't even feel it for me. So I'm that not worried about it for me. So if I can take some of that, what I have that I'm feeling, I have it, and convey it to you and give you some of that, maybe you can go out and do whatever you're supposed to do. That'll give you inspiration to do it. You don't already have it, see? Because I had to get mine from somewhere. I got mine from jail. Isn't that crazy? I got mine from jail and lifestyle. And then enacted it out here. But I got it in there. See? So, wherever you have to go and get it, hopefully you don't have to go there, but wherever you have to go and get it to assist us, you know, I've come to find out it's not about me. It's about whoever I'm supposed to lend a hand to. And this is my hand. One of them, anyway. So, basically a wrap-up again. That's what the show's about. And, you know, T. Blackwell here, and I'm going to be coming at you every week as it stands on the Sunday, and we're looking to add more shows to that particular show, and add more podcasts as well on demand. And we're looking to do this, and I invite you to my page, BBS Radio/JPPS. Everything's there. We're linked up and we're linked in. You know, tap a button or two on there and tell us who you are. And if you feel that you want to have us assist you or you want to assist us in this plight, the other avenues and turns that we can do, that it can make with the platform, feel free to contact. Again, BBS Radio/JPPS. Go to the site, that's the place to leave the name, number, or whatever you need to, you know, do there. And we'll contact you. We'll be in contact you. Flickety flip right away. And we can do more. Bottom line, that's it. So, again, have a burning desire out there, or if you know someone that may be in a situation, have them chime in if they like, call in. If not this week, next week. We'll be here with another show, God willing. Number is 888-627-6008. I don't give it out a whole lot, but I want to give it out enough times just to make certain that if you have that burning desire, you know, you want to holler at Blackwell about whatever you're going to, or whatever you're not going to, feel free to do it. Like I say, only inviting. It's not a mandatory thing. The show and the topic of the show is basically for me to give it to you. If you have something to say or to give to the people, you got that option. Again, I want to say, first and foremost, as well as last, preventive maintenance is the best remedy, the best solution for any and everything else that you may be going through out there. And that's why I give the metaphor of the chess game, because that's sort of not so much just easy, but a good thing to remember, because chess has a lot of significance from the pawn all the way to the queen, to the king who protects the queen. So it has a lot of significance in the game. I like using it for metaphor because that's what I truly felt like when I finally got it, when it finally hit me what I was doing with myself, to myself, with this, you know, game. So, it just came to mind for me. You know, the day I felt like I realized I felt like a pawn. It's like, and it's like nobody to blame. You turn around, look both left and right. Really, no one to blame. Even if there's someone to blame, there's no one to blame. Because if you blame someone, you just giving it back to them. Only to blame them. You keep it, you can do whatever you want to do with it. Throw it away, sell it, pawn it, ship it, doesn't matter. But if you give it back to him, you give it everything to him, you're giving the power away. Keep it, you can talk to it. The only way. Can't do nothing with it if you don't own it. So again, survival tactics about everyday life, survival tactics about jail, parole, probation, specifically those things. But those things I know about. And if, as I said, if you have a situation where you don't want to publicly speak about, feel free. Send us an email. Just go to the site. Everything's there. Contact me. Contact the engineers. They'll let me know. And we can talk about it. Not a problem. I'm here for you. So again, H.G. Blackwell here again, coming to you live today, BBS Radio 1. And for any and all of my family and friends out there, as well as associates, I thank you for listening today again. Hopefully I enlighten you or someone. Hopefully I enlighten you enough where you can go out and enlighten someone else. And you catch the fever on it and can help somebody. That's what it's about. And again, as I said, hopefully I help someone today. This particular broadcast will be available on demand as of Monday, I would say. I like to say as of Monday. We're on iTunes and we're all over the place. Huge blessing for me to broadcast and bring, you know, what I'm proficient in to you in hopes of helping someone out there. I can't. And I just want to thank you guys again out there. As they just keep your eyes open. Have a great week to come. Stay blessed. Bye.
Tune in live every week to Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival with Greg Harris on BBS Radio Station 1 on Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And don't forget to connect with Greg on your favorite social media platform. He's there. To find out more, go to bbsradio.com/JPPS. We're glad you did.